everybody. This is Tipping Point Boone Cutler. I am Boone Cutler. This is the Warfighter Perspective, and it's another week. What just happened, Sean? Did we just blow the board or something?
No, we didn't blow the board.
Is he there?
He's there.
Okay, we got it. Hey, our first guest, let's get right into it. It's been a long week. We got a lot of, I'm sure we're going to recap quite a bit of it, but I went out to L.A., had a great time, met with a lot of folks, and just getting that, you know, pushing that message forward, getting the warfighter perspective out there, getting people to pay attention to us that wouldn't normally get the access and the time. And so it's all good. Also, I was out there with Jared Taylor with Article 15 Clothing, great guy. Marty Scovlin with Havoc Journal was there. Also, Matt Sanders, great guys. Had a good time with them, had a lot of fun just jackassing around, being guys, doing what we do, which is usually nothing real brilliant.
A lot of distilled beverages consumed?
You know what? No, not really. I mean, we had a couple drinks, but it was just... You know, people don't realize that we're out there working a lot of the time. So you see the fun stuff and everything. But still, I mean, just to get there is a 9-hour drive.
I know.
And then, you know, in this debacle last night, I left Johnny. We were out having drinks. He's going to be on the show a little bit later. He was Chris Kyle's interpreter. He's a buddy of mine. He's also an author. He wrote a code named Johnny Walker. Great guy. But we were out and we were having some fun. Met some other guys out there. And I said, hey, I'm just going to head home, you know, and he's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. So I took a little nap in the car and got on the road. Like 22 hours later,
ugh,
I get here.
Ugh.
Coming up over the pass here, they want to change. It was a 6-hour turnaround because I turned around. I'm not going to pay all that. I didn't, you know, went down to Walmart, got some change. By the time I got back up to the top, they're like, oh, it's clear, you know. So that was 6 hours. So it took me 9 hours to get over the pass.
Yeah,
the
chain monkeys, they rape you. Because of convenience. Because they can.
I mean, how's that not extortion?
It is extortion. It's legalized extortion.
It was crazy. And for those who don't know, who haven't been through it, it's like this. You get up. There was no warning on the front end, so nobody knew until you got up there. You're just stuck, and it's just going one way. You can't turn around. We're talking the I-80 going up over Donner Pass. And you're stuck. And they're like, if you want to go forward, you give me $100 in cash, and I'll sell you these chains and put them on your car.
If not, we'll turn you right around. You go back down the hill. You go buy the chains for $100, and then someone will install them for you for like $35.
Yeah, you go buy the chains. I mean, yeah, and it was like $40 just to buy them. So, I mean, and they charge you $30 to throw them on if, you know, you don't want to put them on yourself or you can't put them on yourself or you don't want to get wet and all that stuff. But it's, it just hurts. And I guess, you know what, they're up there, and they cost, you know, $40 retail anyway.
Mm-hmm. And they deal with the elements. It's the free market system, brother.
Yeah, okay, well, you put it that way, I kind of get it. Not that I liked it. You know?
Went to war to protect that.
Yeah, I don't know if I went to protect that, but... let's have fun with it. Hey, first guest, we got Daniel Alaric from Grunt Style. He's got a new segment on the show. We're going to have some fun with that. We're going to tell you guys about it. It's called the Hero Segment, or maybe we haven't named it yet. But he's also going to do the Warfighter News this morning. We'll spend a little bit of time hanging out. So, Daniel, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome, Boone. How you doing?
Dude, I've been better, but I've been worse for longer, man. Having a good time with the whole thing. But let's get this down. First of all, let's get an update with Grunt Style, man. What's shaking, and what are we going to see here going into 2015?
Well, things are looking great. I mean, we're real excited. We're about 65 veterans strong, which is a total force of nearly 90 people. So
wow.
We're about 75% veteran employed, and we love it. And something that people asking, like, well, how do you do it, et cetera. It's not me. It's not one person. It's a collective of warfighters and patriots that work hard together for a common goal, and that's to spread pride and patriotism in that fraternity.
You know, yeah, it's all working. It works well, and we say it over and over again. We take care of our own, work as a team. You know, your business model is basically the military model, how you set up, you know, squads, platoons, so on and so forth. You got a company first sergeant. I mean, really, when is what we learned in the military not applicable? It's just how you are creative enough to apply it. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And this is something that was it was a struggle when we first formed the company and we started hiring people. We're trying to figure out, okay, we need a company structure. We have to have an organization. And we looked around on all these different corporate structures, and nothing made sense. I just understand it. And the people who were hiring for veterans, they didn't understand it. So we sat down, we're like, you know what makes sense? A line infantry platoon or a line infantry company makes sense. You have a command, a first sergeant, you have two platoons, you have squad leaders, you have team leaders, all with their separate functions, and they all work together. And it made sense, and that's how we work it.
You know, beautiful, beautiful. I'd like to, That gives me some ideas. But anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right, you ready for the Warfighter news? This week's top stories.
Top stories. I got top five stories. First one is the first five women got green-lighted for Ranger School. So what that means is, you know, we know this big push from Department of Defense a little while ago, and they want to have females now into every combat situation and duty position. So, so what the Army is doing is they're testing it through Ranger School, which, as you know, is one of the toughest military schools out there, period. Mm-hmm. Rangers, for those that don't know, is the most elite light infantry war fighters in the world. That's what they're set up to be, and that's what they do. So there was 26 women that tried out for pre-Ranger School.
Watch my phones light up right now with a bunch of Marines, but go on, please. Thank you so much, Dan. No offense to anybody else, but okay, go on, Daniel.
Absolutely. So there was 26 women that started, and five of them actually graduated with their pre-Ranger. Now, pre-Ranger is a two-week course, and it's a prerequisite most of the time for people going into actual Ranger School, which is 61 days. So five of the females passed, and they're going on to Ranger School this spring. So it's going to be interesting to see, since the Ranger School, Ranger Training Brigade has declared that there's going to be no drop in standard.
And exactly. As we understand it, there are no drops in standards. They're not going to change the PT standards, the physical standards. It's all the same. One standard, male or female. And that makes it pretty hard for people to complain about the thing. Because, you know, if they can make the physical standards, then really it just becomes about, you know, professionalism and discipline. You know, can you work with other people?
Absolutely. And the cadre actually spoke very well of the five females that made it through, saying that they were very impressed with their stamina, work ethic, et cetera. So from the looks of it from here, you know, regardless of, you know, people's personal feelings on if, you know, women should be in those combat jobs or not, they performed just like their male counterparts.
You know, I think, you know, you look around and say, okay, who can really viably answer this question about women in combat? We haven't had Kristen Beck on the show yet, but I did talk to Kristen. For those who don't know, Kristen served 20 years in the Navy. She was a SEAL. And I did say, yes, she was a SEAL. She had like five or six deployments to Afghanistan. She's, you know, Bronze Star with Vive for Valor. I mean, been there, done that. And yes, I said she, because Kristen was Christopher prior to being Kristen. So she has lived as a male and female, and, you know, as a SEAL and as a male. And now she's female. She's had gone through gender reassignment, or if I got the terminology wrong, please excuse me. She was a man. She wanted to be a female. Now she's female. So I asked Kristen. We were talking about a week and a half ago. I said, you know, can I ask you about this on air? And that's why I could talk about it now. She said, no problem. I said, you know, I think you're the really who can answer better about women in combat than you, because you've been, you know, about combat as a man, and you know what it's like to be a woman. And that's my premise for the whole thing. And she outright said, you know what, women can do whatever men can do when they can do it, basically. So, you know, aside from, the, you know, if you, they can do the physical aspect, then really the rest of it shouldn't be an issue. And so, and that's from a person that's lived both genders and been in combat and has awards for valor, medals for valor. So, take it for what it's worth. I don't know who can answer the question better than Kristen Beck on that issue.
Absolutely. So I have no argument with me.
What do we got next?
All right. So next we got the Army has agreed to award Purple Heart medals to the Fort Hood victims from the Fort Hood massacre back in 2009. Now, this is pretty significant because it was fairly domestic, but in the way the terrorist attack was taken out by the Army officer, they were awarding them wartime medals, which is pretty significant. And as we know, there was 13 deaths and 30 wounded during this whole massacre.
And now that where do we go from this? This is the big question, because, okay, if they're going to issue wartime awards, okay, the Purple Heart, being injured in combat by the enemy, direct action by the enemy, so or however it's worded, that's what happened here. Okay, well, then that changes Hassan's definition. He now is the enemy wearing an American uniform. How is that not treason? Because his purpose, his intention was to sabotage a deployment.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's any argument there at all. I mean, sure it was domestic, but I mean, look at his actions alone. I mean, what difference? What's the difference between this and, you know, World War II? A Nazi infiltrated our ranks and decided to
sabotage an aircraft full of, you know, warfighters deploying to Germany. That would be sabotage. That would be treason. They would be an American. I mean, serving in the American military. So, you know, I just really would like to see him shot. That's bottom line. But let's go on.
All right. So next we have the Ebola mission that's been going on for a few months.
Oh, yes.
In Liberia.
Hang on. Sean's beating me in the head here, so I'm forgetting. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about warfighters deployed on this Ebola mission and find out get the update on that. This is Timmy from Boone Color. Stand by to stand by. We'll be back. And we'll be back. This is Tim Pippo and Boone Color. We got Daniel Alaric from Grunt Style on the line right now, giving us the warfighter news. And then we're going to have a real quick introduction to his new segment you're going to be hearing a couple times a month called what are we going to call it, Daniel? Hero segment?
I think, American Heroes.
Real American Heroes. I like that because, you know, hero is really used in way too often sometimes. So we're going to put the perspective back on that word. But let's get to these. Okay, the warfighter news stories. We're coming back right now. Warfighters and Ebola. What's happening with that in Liberia?
All right. So we remember when the Ebola kicked off in Africa, it was primarily limited to three different countries. So the U.S. deployed a number of troops, and it peaked out about 3,000 troops around December. To help combat medically the Ebola contamination, which we all know is one of the most deadliest deadliest threats out there as far as biological. So right now it's already been drawn down to 1,300, and they're about to tail it off to 100 or so soldiers. During this time, the cost was about $900 million. Service members helped build clinics. They've trained medical staff. But the good news is not one single service member has been reported to have any infection of Ebola, which is good news.
That's great. I think it's probably one of the more clever PSYACs I've seen in the last couple of years to get into that area to establish, you know, a presence and to probably do a couple other things than just fight Ebola, quote unquote. But yeah, great job on that. Thank you. Yes, we are not looking behind the curtain, and I do not see the man with the strings. Okay, brother, have some fun. What do we got next?
All right. So this was actually something that kind of went viral on social media this week. This goes back to our famous guy Jesse Ventura when he was commenting on Chris Kyle's
Touchback. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. I got the flu there. Touchback. I'm sorry.
So he was on a national interview, and they were talking about Chris Kyle, which they have. Jesse Ventura has had some beef with them in the past over this or that. But regardless, he was commenting not just on Chris Kyle, how he's saying that he's not really a hero because Nazis are a hero as well. What it does is the warfighter community got really upset because they're like, hey, you're commenting on two engagements, OEF and OIF, that a lot of us were involved in. And you're saying that you're comparing us to Nazi invasions, you know. So it was just outright obnoxious for him to say that, and it was no place, and it's something that absolutely went viral, comparing Chris Kyle to Nazi heroes and warfighters to Nazis.
Man, Uncle Tom Warfighter, he just took it over the top, man, just way over the top. Over the top, doing it for publicity. I mean, he's just the guy's not relevant anymore, and he got a little bit of press on what he did, and now he's just going to expand it more. Really, I want to apologize to America on behalf of Jesse Ventura. He really does not represent the rest of us, and so please, when you think of him as a warfighter, don't associate him with the rest of us. It just can't be done. Two different classes of people. I don't know how he got in, but he can't stay. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, he's said he wants to denounce his citizenship several times. So I'd say go ahead and do it and get out.
But yeah, be done with it. You know, and they'll go to Bolivia or something. Okay, what do we got next?
Yeah, you can't complain about the cake and then still eat it. So the last one is something that I know it's been talked about to death, and I know you, Boo. This is something that's super important to you and all of us out there. It's 22 vets a day are still committing suicide. So Congress, with all their might and glory, has passed another bill. It's called the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act, which is a lot of letters and words. but it's basically in the Clay Hunt. Great guy. He was a Marine sniper in OAF and OAF. And 2011, he took his own life, shame to say, you know, due to PTSD. But so Congress tried to do something about it, and doing the only thing they can do is pass a bill that does very little. So in this bill, basically it's stressing more outreach to veterans, which is probably another phone call, saying, hey, are you sleeping? And then here's some more bills. And then they're giving more incentives for local psychiatrists to treat veterans. So it's a lot of the same thing.
Yeah, and you know what? I get it. Okay, thank you for the gesture. And really, people are going to say, okay, well, what do you expect them to do, Boone? What do you want them to do? You know what? I don't know. But I do know that when I look at the problem, and I am blessed enough to sit at the very end of a very large funnel. I mean, pretty much everything comes through the show on some level. And if the zombie dope is bad, discrimination against warfighters is bad. PTSD phobia leading to discrimination of warfighters is bad. The isolation is bad. So, I mean, there's issues on both ends. And, you know, that's why we wrote the Spartan Pledge, because it really is. It's about having a battle buddy and a mission. And, you know, you got that battle buddy. He's not just there to hold your hand when you feel bad. He's there to integrity check you, too. So if you're doing something wrong, if you're not acting right, and you're not, you know, being all you can be, your buddy ought to be saying, hey, you know, what the hell? You know, integrity check, bro. What's up? You know, and call you on it. And so you got to have that. And then if we're doing that, then, you know, that's our integrity. We're taking care of each other. And if you're doing that and you're taking care of the community, you got a mission to help your warfighter family, really, I mean, that solves the problem. And we got to do that for each other. You know, what do I expect them to do? You know, really nothing. I really don't. I think they're broken. And I think we need to fix ourselves so we can go fix that. I don't think that can fix us. But, you know, thank you for the gesture, and God bless, you know, Clay Hunt's family, you know, and anything we can do to help them, we're definitely here for them.
Absolutely. And just if you don't mind if I just touch on it real quick from a personal aspect, you know, with us 65 veterans working in an organization, you know, it's easy to assume that nobody's struggling because we're all together still, but that's not the case. People, these warfighters still commit suicide while they're on active duty, yep. Not just when they're at home. So even though we're together and we have a camaraderie and we have a mission together, there's still guys in our personal organization, our grunt style, that still struggle. And using organizations like Battle and Distress and ideals like Spartan Pledge actually does more than shoving someone to the VA and say, take these pills and we'll talk to somebody once a month. Which I have never seen that help anybody. Mm-hmm. Please stop. So I think you, like you said, relying on each other. That's it.
No, it's just, I mean, all we got to do is keep doing what we've always done, is rely on each other. I don't know why that's supposed to stop when somebody gives you a DD-214. We don't ETS, we PCS to the civilian world. We still have to take care of each other. First task, step one, is link up. Make it happen. All right, brother, what's next?
All right, so that's all our news stories, and I got our American Hero of the Week if you want to dive right into that.
I do want to dive into that, but can we take a break now, Sean? We'll take a soft break? Okay, we're going to take a soft break, do that, and then who's the next guest?
It's Mike.
Mike, Boots to Boots, right?
Yep.
All right, Mike, hold, stand by, brother. It's going to be a minute, but we're going to do your segment, and he's on there for a... Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm going to push. Hey, Mike, just hang on the line for a few minutes. We're going to finish this up with Daniel Alaric when we come back. Tipping Point Boom Color, stand by to stand by. I don't think you really know what a coward is. And honestly, you just sound like a sour beer. I'm getting tired of celebrities running their mouth, especially when it's something they know nothing about. As for you, Seth Rogen, this a warning shot. Got them sweating like Michael Moore trying to do a squat. First off, close your mouth and please pay attention. It's time to have another warfighter intervention. You don't know what it means to wear my dog tags and see your brother sent home in a body bag. First off, close your mouth and pay attention. Okay, we're back. Tipping Point Boone Cutler. Daniel, let's get this heroes segment. Real American heroes. Let's get this done. I got about literally 45 seconds, but I want America to hear this write-up. This is what? We have a Medal of Honor winner?
He's a Medal of Honor recipient. His name is...
Recipient. Alan, my mistake. I apologize.
Alan James Lynch is a Vietnam veteran. And I had the pleasure of meeting this man a couple years ago when I was working at a Wounded Warriors Project campaign. Just the gist of it, this, as a specialist, was They were being ambushed. His entire company was being ambushed in Vietnam. His company retreated. He advanced forward to jump on three of his wounded buddies, provided aid, and then defended them isolated for more than 2 hours, killing several enemy just using only a rifle and a grenade. And he saved all three of their lives by himself. If you can't do the rest of your company retreated to regroup, I mean, I don't know what else a man is if that's not it.
Talk about staying with your battle buddy no matter what. And that's what we talk about in America. When you talk about war fighters and when we talk about taking care of our own, when we talk about the standard in which we kind of live by, this is what we're talking about. This is the mentality that we have. We will stay with our buddy to the death. We will protect them with our lives. And so that's why we're a little bit more intense than a lot of people in America. And so we're going to keep doing these segments so America gets to understand basically more about our culture. We are the descendants of Sparta. We do take care of our own. We live by an ethos. And so we're going to do the great or the real American hero segment with sponsored by Grunstall. We'll have a good time with it each week.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Boone. I appreciate being on. You're an awesome American.
Do what I can. I do what I can. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet, man. Out here.
All the way. Out here.